This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. Sounds can convey a lot of information. They can alert animals to potential danger, let parents know when their offspring are hungry, or serve as mating calls, territorial warnings, or just a way to let others in the area know that you're there. And it turns out that even embryos pay attention to this natural soundscape. A growing body of research shows that for many animal species, embryos use audio from their environment to guide their development, a trick that can give them an advantage after they're born.
So in the species that I study, the zebra finch, we found that the parents make a special call when it's hot, and that those heat calls prepare the development of the embryos for heat.
Milan Marriott of Deakin University in Australia. She made this discovery by chance.
I was studying the communication between the parents at the nests when I noticed that sometimes when a parent was incubating the eggs by itself, it was producing a call that was quite different to the others.
And since there was no one else around, she wondered whether that parent might be talking to the eggs. So she hung around the aviary and listened in.
It soon became apparent that the parents were only calling to the eggs when it was really hot.
But what did that do for the developing chicks? To find out, Marriott started borrowing the eggs. She'd take them to an incubator and play them either the zebra finch heat call or a different call, one that the parents make when they change shifts. And then she'd return the eggs to their nests. When the chicks hatched, Marriott found that the birds that had heard about the heat were actually smaller than the others.
That was a little bit surprising at the time, but we then found that reducing growth in the heat was advantageous because those individuals then produced more babies when they were adults. And that's probably because they avoided the cost of growing big in the heat, which takes a lot of energy.
And birds are not the only ones who learn about prevailing conditions via embryonic eavesdropping.
In frog embryos, they use the vibration that snake predators make when they approach the eggs to know that they have to hatch, to fall in the water, and then not be eaten.
And cricket embryos pay attention to male courtship songs. If it sounds like there's an abundance of available males, the females speed up their development to take advantage of the situation, while the males take their time so they'll be stronger and bigger when they finally emerge. Other embryos chirp at their siblings to coordinate when they'll hatch, so no one gets left behind. And crocodile babies talk to their moms from inside the eggs.
The call that the embryos make also tells the mother that they're about to hatch, so she can start digging out the nest, and so that makes the hatching process a lot easier for all of the embryos in the clutch.
Even human embryos can tune in to the goings-on.
So in humans, we know that fetus can learn to recognize the mother voice, and they can also start recognizing the melody of their native language.
Of course, the next question becomes, how are these embryos actually listening in? Through an eggshell or even a womb? And more importantly, how do they act on what they hear?
I had to go into neurobiology and look at how the brain may process that information and how it may be transmitted into changes in development.
Marriott found that in these species, the brain regions that process sound are wired up to areas that control things like hormone production, work she describes in the journal Trends in Ecology and Evolution.
So embryos can respond to the sound without really knowing what the sound is about. And so it's not really that embryos can hear those sounds consciously. Basically, it's a spontaneous physiological response.
But it helps them make the kind of sound decisions that will cue them up for future success. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.